I remember this. When I was at school, we did a school trip, and that's one of my objectives about school trip. And where was it, the object? And the school trip, I did several school trips abroad.
Yeah.
One, this was to Yugoslavia when it was one country, it's now broken up.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought that back for my sister.
This is cool.
And that was, made of whatever the wood is, I don't know. And I went there in a school in, must have been
cool.
1953, so many years ago.
Old.
It's very old.
Yeah.
Very old. It's older than me, though, I think. Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. But... So you were talking about this word homesick.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about that? Another time, not on this occasion, I didn't feel homesick, but I went with my school to Germany. We did an exchange, and I stayed in this house with this German family, and they were very nice, but I was used to English customs,
yeah,
and the
yeah.
German customs seemed different.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit, one thing I forgot, the Germans like to shake hands all the time, they did. And when I went to bed at night, I just said good night and went to my room.
And they're like, they want to shake.
And the father and all the family came in to the room to shake hands with me. I was in bed and they must have thought I was very rude.
That's so interesting.
But this boy, then came to stay in my house with me afterwards, another year. The school did a return. And he brought a big present for my family, for my mother, a German sausage.
Oh.
And
that's nice.
Well, it didn't look very nice.
Yeah,
it was very ugly looking.
It's nice, yeah.
He was very homesick, so he didn't eat anything. And my mother was very, very worried. And he didn't feel like eating. He was very sad and wanting to be back home. And then my mother thought suddenly, I know. Every meal she gave him this sausage, and he is happy. He ate the sausage. He had it all.